2025 is basically over.
Woo!
Good. Let's move on.
Yeah, for real. Weirdly, gaming has been like the thing that has gone the best for me in this year. And in past years, the year itself has gone better, but gaming hasn't. So it's cool to at least have a win this year. So I've got BBK Dragoon with me here, and we are going to go through our Steam and PlayStation replays. I typically do this solo. I've done it for the past few years, but I would much prefer to share it with someone else. So we're doing our replays.
I'm excited. Replays. Let's start with you, dude. You're mainly a PC player this last year. I'm going to guess Steam is going to be the majority of yours, right?
Yeah, most of it. I do have some exciting stuff on the PS side, but yeah, Steam has been my platform, and I'm pretty surprised by the things that we'll see here. So scrolling down to the main categories, I only played, apparently, only, way more above the average, 47 games this year in terms of different titles. I believe the reason that it's showing as such a drop from last year is last year I did that video trying all the different Steam Deck games on a CRT.
Oh, yeah. So you booted everything
up. So, yeah, I was booting every possible game. And so I think that skewed it a little bit. One thing that shocked me here is the 311 achievements. And that's actually almost doubling, well, like 150% more than last year. I was really surprised by this because last year I had my achievements really, really high because I imported Overwatch over from Battle.net to Steam, and it just gives you your backlog of achievements. And so I had 100 achievements from Overwatch last year, and so I thought that was super inflated. I'm guessing a lot of these came from Marvel Rivals, as we're going to see that come up for this year.
That was a big part of your year, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So we've got 68-32 split between keyboard and mouse and controller, which is it doesn't show it, but that's a big increase for me. I've been playing a lot more controller games lately, which is fascinating to see me kind of go backwards in that way. So my top three games. I am shocked that Marvel Rivals is 45% of my playtime for the year.
You loved it. You and your wife were playing a ton of it, right?
We played it, but we dropped it in like April. So I am truly shocked to see it still dominating my Steam, but that is because we put like 300 hours into it at the start of the year. I really didn't expect it to be such a high 45% of my total playtime.
It makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense. And you loved it. Like there were moments you didn't, but on the whole, you loved that experience.
Yeah. We enjoyed it until we didn't. But when we were enjoying it, like when my wife and I play something together, like we go all in. And so it was
130
night.
Sessions.
Yeah.
That's a lot of boot ups.
Yeah. And then, of course, my other top two games are the Survivors and Hades, like the Jotun Slayer Hordes of Hell that I'm always talking about, and Warrior's Abyss that I'm more recently always talking about. And so that is no surprise to me. It is interesting because the first game is a game that I only played for the first few months of the year and dropped. And then the next two games are only the games that I played the last couple months here. Summer seems to always be like a dry spell for me in terms of PC gaming, I guess because the kiddo's off of school and whatever. But it's so interesting to see how this skews because it's never like exactly what I expect.
Isn't it weird? The Steam medium of games played is 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes me feel like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Odd.
Yeah. I always find that a little weird. I have gotten my streak up. Typically, my streaks were only like 10 days before. But on the nights, ever since I started nightly gaming on my Steam Deck, I'm surprised it was only 26 days in a row. But it's always like that one night I take a break and then don't play the next day and break the streak. I'm actually completely against the average. There's a bunch of headlines right now that all of the Steam replays are revealing that nobody's playing new games. Like most of the people's percentages are old games. For the first time, mine is all new releases. Or not all, but like 33%.
You think a lot of that, I mean, is, well, it's the percentage of playtime you had in a new release. And I would say Marvel Rivals counts for that, right? Yeah,
it's skewed by that. And I've been picking up a lot of these new Survivors games and playing them. So I'd say,
yeah, that makes sense.
This data is kind of, I would argue this data is kind of useless without considering the types of games. And there's been some other discussions coming out about like, a lot of Steam gamers just play their forever games, like multiplayer stuff. And so without separating categories here, we don't get a lot of that because a lot of that is skewed by Marvel Rivals and then a lot of that is skewed by the Survivors. Like, but if we're talking about like standalone games, I'm mostly probably playing older ones, but regardless. And then, again, Marvel Rivals skewing things because superhero is up here at the top. We got Marvel Rivals and Midnight Suns heavily skewing towards the superhero genre, which I don't typically play. But nothing super surprising there. Only wrote a couple reviews on Steam just because I wait until I've finished or put a game on my shelf like to be done with it before I write a review on Backlogged or Steam. So nothing too crazy there. Again, Marvel Rivals, top game here, 129 sessions, but you see I completely drop it after April. Like, we played a little bit in May. We took a break in April, and we're like, this is feeling rough. We came back with one of the events, and tried really hard, and then we just stopped. We just could not.
Yeah. You got your fun.
Yeah, but only 12 achievements for Marvel Rivals, so clearly that's not what gave me my hundreds of them. Jotun Slayer Hordes of Hell started in October, dominated my entire October and November. No surprise there. And then Warrior's Abyss picked up November and this month. One thing I will say, my biggest complaint about all of these wrap-ups, they end in the middle of December. And December is always a huge gaming month for me.
Yeah, my Steam's going to look weird because, I've been playing mainly Steam in the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, keep going. I really like the playtime by month chart, which I think is a little bit further than this, you know, because that's cool to see, like, where did you really grind Steam, you know?
I love the state. I just wish, knowing what I know about the kind of, like, statistics dashboard tools you can get for, like, your own data, I'm pretty sure this could update. Like, it would not cost them too much to have it update live. So I feel like it could update through the end of December and not hurt them too much. So I just get annoyed when I feel massive FOMO because it's like, do I wait to start playing things until January 1st again?
I think they're trying to avoid the API calls, like, in real time. If you think about it, they probably do, like, one big fat calculation that sits on the, like, server blade that we're hitting instead of the real time, like, if there's thousands of people requesting updates in real time.
Yeah, probably.
And but then, I agree. I would love this in real time. It'd be so sick.
6% of my playtime goes to Doom the Dark Ages, which I only played in May because I played it launch week, and then that was it.
That's it. You got it done. You finished it and called it done, dude.
That's just very funny to me. And then Marvel Midnight Suns has been a mainstay ever since I picked it up in 2023. Still have not finished it. It is a game that, like, I am treating as a session game, even though it does have a linear story. It has that day-night cycle session game vibe to it, and so I'm getting way more playtime out of this game than I probably should. I'm excited to continue playing it again in 2026 because I'm still not done with it.
I think it's amazing when we get to this chart right here. Like, normally gaming goes up in the summer and you
just
outside, bro. You touched grass, it looks like.
Yes, this was going outside and switching over to a lot more Astrobot with the kiddo when the DLC came out. So, yeah, January, you see these giant red blocks of Marvel Rivals, and then that just disappears.
That's right.
In January, my wife and I still have not finished our main Baldur's Gate playthrough. I've been trying, like, we picked it up in January again to try to play more. Like, we just haven't prioritized it. I really want to finish that up. But you can see I'm experimenting a bit until Marvel Rivals took over. And then I went back and I was like, okay, Doom launched. I switched to PC for Helldivers, picked up Haste, loved Haste, finished that up in July. And then the summer was just, like, so little whatever. And then starting in October, Jotun Slayer.
I like this. That's a good, it's fun to take breaks and then come back because you usually come back with a lot of enjoyment. And it is, like, funny. You mentioned they do this mid-December. So it's like, why do you even include December on the chart?
Yeah.
It's not even a full month calculated. You're a Linux gamer, dude. You're like a super Linux gamer.
Yeah. So I am honestly surprised as much Windows has popped up, and I think it's just been the past couple of months. So for most of the year, my primary gaming rig was running Linux because I installed it, like, last year or the year before and just completely switched cold turkey.
Yeah.
I had a crash and was supposed to temporarily be switching back to Windows while I got my wife switched over as well. But I've been waiting on new parts for a new PC build because I didn't see the point in reinstalling if I was about to reinstall again for a new PC. So the past couple months, I've stuck on Windows as I'm waiting that out. And our TV PC had still been on Windows. Haven't switched that yet because kiddo's Minecraft is a little trickier to get working. So, yeah, 51% playtime on Linux. Not surprising. Number of games is higher on Windows. That's probably me trying out all the demos and stuff on my capture PC in the studio, which was on Windows until this weekend. I'm finishing up eliminating Windows on it. But yeah, that's really cool to see. And then Steam Deck, 13% total playtime and 13 games. That's funny.
That's respectable, good sir.
Steam Deck, 13 games, 139 sessions, 13% of my playtime. And yeah, mostly roguelikes. We got Jotun Slayer, Warrior's Abyss, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Splintered Fate. But then I did put some, I've been trying to put more time in on Digimon Storytime Stranger. It's harder for me to stick with it. And then Midnight Suns is always a fun time. It's It's chunky on the Steam Deck. It's a game that doesn't need high performance, but it is chunky.
Yeah.
19% of playtime with controller, which is not surprising because these are mostly controller games, especially Lego Voyagers there with my kiddo. Not surprising there. Longest streak was 26 days, and that was from, end of October till mid-November when I was heavily playing both demos and the
Yeah, it was Next Fest, wasn't it?
Roguelikes.
Yeah,
Next Fest. So tried out Lady Dracula demo. I had an interview with the developer. I had to pull it, so I'm going to find some other way to feature the game. Skate Story. Dude, this game is blowing my mind. It just released finally, so I need to
pick
up the full game.
People are loving it.
It is beautiful. Every aspect from the way they render text, like, I'm like, this game is speaking to my styles and aesthetics that I didn't even know existed. Like, it is boggling my mind here. But yeah, lots of indie game stuff I was trying to cover in Next Fest. And my one attempt, I love that it features Halo Infinite because that was the one time I think I messaged you about it where I was like, I'm going to finally finish this campaign. I booted it up and it will not run for me. It keeps crashing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, here
that makes sense.
Yeah. Here's the timeline view, which I think is incredible to see as you scroll through the months. Again, nothing
it's
we haven't
the
already
coolest
covered
part of it.
But
yeah,
seeing like the handful of games in January with Rivals, played a little bit of Battlefield, played a little bit of the finals. I don't know. I guess Shadow of the Tomb Raider was there because I used it for benchmarking. I haven't actually played it yet.
It's good.
The Latro, I switched over to Steam to try to play. Yeah, no real surprises here, but it's really cool seeing the breakdown. Oh, yeah, the other Steam Next Fest in June. So the Voidbreaker demo, Mighty 1990, Blood Rush, Morbid Metal, Ninja Gaiden, Ragebound. We had talked about those demos on the show.
That's right.
I always forget when the next fests are. Cake Bash in July. That is a game I
remember you telling me about that, yeah.
With my kiddo. It's just one of those goofy, like, mini games kind of game, but my kid loved it. It's easy for him to forget about the other games we play, so, like, he hasn't mentioned it recently, but, like, I want to get back to playing it. That was a cool one. We tried to introduce him to Untitled Goose Game, and he kind of liked watching us a little bit, but then he was just like, I want to go back to playing Lego. Yeah.
That's a good year, man. Yeah, that's a very good year.
Incredible year for games. I really enjoy it.
So I didn't really play a lot of PC this year. I kind of committed to the PlayStation, so most of mine is over there. But 52 games, so pretty similar to you as well. 27 of those were demos, which it is cool that it breaks that down.
That is a lot.
And
of
then
demos.
I'm the opposite of you. I've been doing more controller and less keyboard and mouse. And I've been enjoying like trying to do most things on controller. That way, if I'm going to go play it, like, on a Steam Deck, I don't have to relearn control schemes and stuff. I am a little bummed, like, my top three here, they don't make a ton of sense because, again, like, I was just on a story game romp this year. I would pick one game, I'd go through it, I'd beat it. So Guardians of the Galaxy is, like, a 20, 25-hour game. So I'm surprised that's, like, the top-played game here. Stardew Valley, I put 10 hours in, then got a copy on the Switch and put, like, 30 hours in over there. And then Tomb Raider 2013, super, super sick game. Love it. And the achievements
cropped weird.
Yeah. This is actually just the bow and arrow. It's the sequel. That's what the focus of the next game will be, is actually that flaming arrow.
Instead of starring Lara Croft, it's starring Bo.
I always feel weird, like, that Steam median of four games played, and I played 52. And a lot of this, though, is I'll boot up a game for like an hour or two and either record footage or play a little of it or do an evening in kind of video with it. My longest streak was 31 days. So let's go. When was that? We'll have to look
you
later.
You beat me with that one.
I'm mainly a
Stardew Valley morning routine.
I think so. Mainly classic and recent favorites. Only 12% new releases. I think I've been pretty. I'm waiting for sales for just about everything. And then most of these charts you can ignore again because I didn't play a lot over here.
Farming Sim. For the one game you played in that.
Yeah, the 10 hours. So if we get down to the Marvel Guardians of the Galaxy stripe, I got it in the summer sale, and I beat it in June and July. And I was like a one gamer at a time kind of thing. So you can then see July is Stardew Valley. and also Tomb Raider. And then MCC is in there. When I went through Halo Reach, I beat Reach on Legendary.
Right.
And then I got Mad Max on sale for the Black Friday thing. And that's pretty fun. I think I only have like 6 or 7 hours in it, but really sick game on the deck. Oh, that's rad. Does it show you if you scroll down a little more? That's so cool. I should have shared more screenshots, but you can actually see some of the screenshots that I shared.
That's
and that
really
first
cool.
one where he's in the car, That's a screenshot from the Steam Deck.
Oh, really?
Which I think is pretty cool. I thought those little like 800, the 1280 by 800 or whatever, wouldn't look that good. But
yeah. I mean, it's not bad. It's thumbnail material right there. Yeah. So you've been enjoying this on deck, right?
It's very good on deck. It gets samey. I like Mad Max 2 quite a bit. It's a pretty fun cult classic film, and they do a good job, I feel like, matching the vibe. But I'm just playing it pure session game because it's go to base, punch a bunch of people, claim base, then drive somewhere else. And it's really just that.
And it's a lot like Just Cause, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very similar. It's like $3.
Yeah.
Very well optimized for the deck and PC and stuff. So I would, for $3 or whatever, like most sales, I would highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Playtime by month. Ooh. I imagine if December was calculated more, it would be the most played month because I've been sick and just playing deck games. But yeah, July was Guardians, Stardew, Tomb Raider,
Half-Life,
and then Halo Reach. So have, of course, we got to pull Half-Life 2 up every chance we can get. And then, yeah, the playtime, it's mainly PC because I only got a deck pretty late into the year. But I think come next year's replay, the deck is going to represent probably more than 50% of the playtime because in the last 2 weeks,
yeah,
I've only played deck. I like have no interest in sitting at the PC. So, yeah, deck so far, 16 games. Not true. There's 20 games on there. 54 sessions so far.
Not bad.
Because it's so fun to boot up.
10% of your playtime for only having it for like a month. That's not bad.
Yeah, right? And then the rest, I mean, I played a ton of demos. We talked about those demos. Terra Tech Legion, I can highly recommend. Aero GPX, super recommend. Voidbreakers, really sick. All of those demos are worth checking out. And June. Okay, yeah, it's that June-July spree where I played every day. For 31 days. That's pretty good, I gotta admit. That's a good timing to be gaming.
BBK, when is your video coming on House Flipper?
Oh, see, I bought that on the summer sale thing, and I played a few hours, and it's kind of therapeutic and kind of fun, but I got pretty bored of it.
Yeah.
Like, I understand people love those chill sim games. I tried Power Wash Simulator. It's just not for me, dude.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. And then just a ton of demos. Like, in May, tried a bunch of different demos, and I enjoyed that. Not a lot to say for Steam other than it was fun. I'm glad it's here. But most of my life is over on PlayStation. So we should go check out your PS Wrapped.
All right. So PS5 or PlayStation, not just PS5. 2025 wrap up. Epos Fox joined 2012. I guess that's when I switched from my old Demolisher PS3 handle. That's weird. Anyway, view your score. All right. Oh boy, the numbers are going up. My top five PlayStation games this year. Horizon Zero Dawn. It says remastered. I am playing on PS4 Pro. I am playing the complete edition. I am not playing remastered. It's weird that it categorizes them the same. But my wife and I have put 58 hours into that game this year.
I am pretty sure
we are wrapping credits by the end of the year if we keep playing at night. We are getting through the main story stuff now. We are already at level 52. The cap for the original game run was 50, and then DLC put it up to 60. So, like, we're over that. We're way over leveled for the story stuff.
You're nuking stuff. Yeah.
So, we are wrapping that this year. Ton of playtime. Astrobot says 39 hours. I am surprised. I guess I put a few hours in last year because the store or like the XMB page says 48. So, I thought all of that was this year, but kiddo and I played through the whole game. Played through all the DLCs. We have not beat that last level. It's like really hard. My kiddo just prefers to run around the world and play with the bots and do the Christmas level over and over. So lots of time spent just doing that. Helldivers 2 in the early months of the year, I got really into playing that with some buddies on multiplayer, and then I switched to PC because frankly it runs like doo-doo on PlayStation, despite being a PlayStation game. It is, it's rough. You can see my breakdown on the left. I didn't even see that. I have 8 PS5 games I've played and 27 are PS4 games.
That's right. You're staying old school.
Elden Ring picked that up kind of over the summer, late summer, I guess. Already dropped 11 hours into it. I hope to get back to it very soon. I was thoroughly enjoying it. I just got super busy and then never picked it back up. I haven't honestly since I put Elden Ring down, I haven't really touched my PS5 at all. And then number five, Astro's Playroom, only 4 hours. That's all it took to beat it. Kiddo and I played through it, unlocked basically everything, and then that was it.
That's a good year.
Yeah,
that's a really good year. You guys played a lot of Horizon, honestly.
Yeah, I had said I was going to use my PS5 more. I technically did, because last year I did not have enough hours to even have a PlayStation wrap up at all. So
yeah,
like yeah. I definitely got more time. Most of the hours here being Horizon was PS4 Pro rather than PS5, but that's fine. I expected to play more PS5 specific games like that I bought a bunch and then didn't. So we'll see. But that's my top five. Why did what?
It's breaking. Yes.
Oh no.
You're a gaming style seeker.
Thrill seeker. Exploring worlds, conquering challenge. Yeah, that's just Horizon. You played for 144 hours on... Woo! Oh, that's across both. So 80 hours yeah. on the PS5. That is surprising. Across 103 play sessions, 22 games, 63 hours over on the PS4 Pro, 53 play sessions, Jesus, and 14 games played. Do you want a PS5 Pro?
It's like he's got one. Wait, you don't have one.
I don't
right?
have a Pro now. I got a PS4 Pro.
So they still got you. Yeah. They want you to upgrade. Oh, and here's your marketing to get into more streaming subscriptions.
Cyberpunk, which I have on PC, Death Stranding, which I have on PS4, and otherwise, no thank you.
That's because you're a thrill seeker, Epos.
Trophy milestones. Got my first Astrobot trophy on January 1st. That's awesome.
Woo!
Started the year off right. Helldivers 2 started that January 4th. More Astrobot on the 8th. Is this just going to Horizon Zero Dawn? We got all the metal. Yeah, we've been doing all the collection stuff. So first Metal Flower was in June. Final Metal Flower in November.
The trophy pictures are kind of cool. That's a nice touch.
This is sick. I love that they have this. I'm disappointed. At no point, I only put a couple hours in, but like I was really stoked that I started Ghost of Tsushima this year, and that's like not even mentioned, I guess, because it was only like
the raft is pretty shallow. Yeah. Like it's there's not a lot to this one.
Multiplayer hours 16.
It's all Helldivers.
Yes, exclusively Helldivers. Zero parties, zero streams, zero messages.
That makes sense.
Top game, Horizon Zero Dawn. Played 35 games, 144 hours. Unlocked a reward. Oh, that's fine. I will have already redeemed that. I guess I don't really care. Okay. All right. Let's see yours.
Okay. Makes total sense. Yep. I got the bug, the itch to beat Remake and Rebirth, and that was all of like basically September and October, and tons of fun. And then Horizon Forbidden West, which I look back super positively on. Friggin' not positive over here of KH2. I love Kingdom Hearts. I love it, but I'm on the Roxas boss fight at the end, and I did level grinding and all this stuff, and he's still destroying me, and Final Mix is just irritating. And yeah, I'm a bad gamer, I understand it, but like I didn't finish this. So and then last year at some point I got a racing wheel, and it's super fun. I haven't played any really, I think, other than these 13 hours, but I really should. It's just, it's a pain to set up and stuff, but these are substantial numbers because mainly I was playing a lot of PS4 and PS5 games.
Yeah.
And I still love, I think the PS5 is super sick. I'm a little more wrapped up on PC right now, but me too.
Yeah. It looks like it reloads once you go back to it. It's just, it's like
2010.
2010, nice. Mm-hmm. I wish I kept my original account. I wish I hadn't made a new one, but I needed to change the name. So you couldn't do that back then. You're a role player.
I'm a role player. 50% of your time is there.
That checks out.
I played 2.5 hours, which is accurate. That's very true. 34 hours PS4, 90 sessions, and then 310 play sessions. So that tells you like multiple boot ups during a day, which makes sense because I played like 20, 30 minutes in the morning, then 20, 30 minutes at night.
Yeah.
And
Silent Hill 2.
God of War.
Oh. Astrobot
thing there. Astrobot. Oh, yeah. I got my first and only platinum this year with Astrobot. So
I still have not platinumed that. I have trouble when it's like do things for the sake of doing it and not actual progress. So I really struggle with trophy hunting.
Yeah. It's the one that I kind of enjoyed because it really was just like get the puzzle pieces and get the bots.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. And the DLC stuff doesn't count towards it. So the super hard levels don't matter. Sackboy, Remake. And Sonic Frontiers, this game is actually really sick. I need to play more of it. It's that regret of I wish I got it on PC. But
you could set up streaming to your deck with the PlayStation streaming thing.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what the multiplayer hours are.
2 hours.
I don't know, dude. Oh, maybe Descenders or Riders Republic. Maybe those count. Yeah. And then one message sent to Aviators just saying, what's up, dude? And that's it. That was nice. That was my year. And here's your reward. Uh-oh, somebody's going to get the voucher to get my avatar. Oh, no.
Why do they have to give us a code? Why wouldn't it just put it in your account? That's weird.
You know what? Redeem it. All right, I'm going to stop screen sharing before I dox myself here. It was a very fun year. What stands out to you this last year, dude?
For me, it is like the big experiences, at least on console, were the ones I spent sharing it. Like Astrobot with my kiddo and Horizon with my wife. Lego Voyagers over on PC with my kiddo. Obviously, what's not counted here is the countless of hours of Minecraft with the kiddo as well. Like, those experiences were really big for me this year. And I think they helped in, like, eliminating my multiplayer gaming. Like, last year, I had a bunch of RPG playtime with, like, Mass Effect and Dragon Age and stuff with my wife. But, like, this was a lot more direct, and it became what I wanted to do. Like, every night lately, now that we've been getting into the big final story stuff in Horizon, I'm like, that's all I want to do. Like, I can't wait until the kiddo goes to bed and we can go down and boot up Horizon. So for me, it's been that experience.
I really, really liked Sayonara Wild Hearts, which wasn't reflected on that because it's a 2-hour game, but it's on PS4 and PS5. And it is like my favorite game of the year. Expedition 33, I played through Game Pass. And so that's not reflected there, but that's an incredible, amazing game.
Yeah.
This last year, I beat a ton of games and went through till credits on a bunch of stuff, and I loved it. Yeah. But I think I've overdone it, or I'm just in the zone where I want to shift, be a little more session gamer focused this next year, and honestly probably play quite a bit less, but just have fun 15-20 minute session kind of games where it doesn't require much of a commitment to get into.
Yeah. I think as much as I preach the whole don't feel like guilt about the way you play games, I was feeling a little bit of that guilt that I'd been so obsessed with session games lately. And seeing these numbers shows me that, like, I may not have been playing my solo story games a ton, but I still was playing those bigger games. I'm just playing them in a different way by sharing them with my family. So, like, I, even though I shouldn't feel any of that guilt anyway, like, it kind of eliminates that because it is showing me, like, I'm just playing differently at the moment. And that is totally fine.
Yep, and it's good to change. I keep reminding myself of that. I think you've said that many times in your videos. Like, change is a good sign of growth, and you don't want to stay stagnant. And it's hard on the internet because you might be, like, feeling one thing at one time. You make a video, you talk about it, and then you, like, well, I'm feeling something differently now. It's like, oh, but you said you were feeling this way. It's like, well, yeah, everybody grows and changes, and so...
Not I, YouTube commenter.
I'll be the same forever. Well, thanks, dude. That was really cool. I appreciate seeing that.
Yeah, thank you. I love doing this every year. It seems silly because, like, some people are like, well, I know what I played or whatever. But, like, for me, I don't always fully process what I played and how it changed over the years, over the year. And so it's just, it feels really good to reflect on that and, like, feel good about how you're approaching it as we move into the new year and the super cold period and the crunchy time.
I would love to see or hear from the viewers in the comments. What did your year look like? And did it change? Like, I think the moment where you kind of, like, rolled off Marvel Rivals, your year dramatically changed.
Yes.
And I'm curious to hear if other people have a similar story.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for watching. Go check out our, we just recorded today at the same time we're recording this, a new Dualcom Party Chat episode. So go check that out. Go check out BBK Dragoon's channel as well. And y'all have a good new year, I guess.
That's right. Happy end of the year. Thank you so much, and we'll see you again very soon.
Bye.
Bye.